Here with Scott Hoke on the WBDG 53 Marathon, and Caden Price is on the microphone too as well.
Yeah.
So Caden is a junior in the program, Scott, and he's been the lone wolf here. He's the surviving member of the original Marathon cast right now, because everybody else has had to leave or will be coming back later. So
they just got worn out and they bailed. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
They can come up with any excuse they want, but right. You know, that reminds me, and I know Caden, John, you might be way too young to remember this as well, but back on the old Dick Van Dyke show, Dick Van Dyke did a radio marathon once, and he was on the air, just like you guys are, for some department store, I think, and it was absolutely hilarious. Television. So check that out. It's probably on YouTube or somewhere on the internet, but it's very, very funny.
Everything's on YouTube anymore. It's pretty amazing.
I know.
Yeah.
It is.
Do you ever, you are an alumnus of this program. My English was not correct in the in the intro there, but you are an alumnus of the program here at WBDG. And you, I believe, were here at the same time with, and I noticed this the other day because Taylor Tannenbaum, who's works with Dave Calabro over at Channel 13, she had sent out an old promo photo from the PA announcing crew there at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and Dave Calabro had like this, you know, lustrous hair like he always does, and everything. Right. I'm not saying anything that, you know, would get Dave mad at us, because, you know, Dave does have great hair. But I happened to find his yearbook photo from 1981 here, and he was on the same tennis team with Kevin Gregory. So if Kevin was here and Dave was, they were both here at the same, you would have had to have been here too.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, we were back at that time. It was just sophomores, juniors, and seniors. And so when Kevin was a sophomore, I was a junior, and Calabro was a senior. And so we were all three there for 1 year at the same time. And then Dave went to Butler the next year, and then I followed him to Butler in 1983. So, yeah, we were over there. I remember watching Kevin play tennis a lot. He ended up going to Purdue to play number one singles there. And, we had a lot of fun together.
That's pretty cool. You think about the three of you that have been very successful in the broadcasting field, being here at the same time. That's pretty cool. Doesn't happen a lot.
And there were some folks that, you know, some other people that I'm sure you've spoken with and about that were, you know, just on the other side of what we did those 3 years. Kevin Lee came a couple of years after that. And, you know, of course, Dave's brother Kevin was, Kevin Calabro was right before all of us. Christy Lee was in that group before us as well. So we had a good stretch of years there with some really good people that came out of that program.
Scott Hoke joining us here on the WBDG 53 Marathon. Caden, you have any questions? Caden is tired, by the way, because he's been here since 8 a.m. So the brain may not be, you know, quite working as at top notch, because I know mine's not, and I took about a 2.5 hour nap. So,
Caden, how long have you been there, man?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
How long have you been there? How many hours have you been there?
Oh, how many hours? Oh, jeez.
Been here since 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, since before 8 a.m.
Yeah, I was here at like 7.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
7:30 yesterday morning.
Yep.
So,
oh, my goodness. Okay. So you're working on 24, 36 hours, right?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, he did. He did get some sleep.
Yeah.
So, okay. You know, we weren't total, you know, totally heartless here and locked him in the control room or anything.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, Scott.
Well done. Well done, Jason.
Thank you.
So, Scott, if you don't mind, I know we haven't had a chance to connect with you in a while here on the air, at least. So, Tell us what you're up to and what you've been up to. I think the last time we may have connected with you, I think you were at a local radio station, but I think you've changed maybe positions or added some things to the resume since.
Yeah, actually, it's been a little while ago. Well, just kind of a brief rundown. I spent 6 years at Channel 6 doing sports back in the 90s. Or I'm sorry, 9 years back in the 90s. And then after that, I worked for the Indiana Pacers for about six seasons and did their television coverage. Then I went to WFYI, just a few clicks down the dial at 90.1. And I was there for 9 years. And in about 2008, I started working as the host at the Beacon Collector Car Auctions. At the time, we were on Velocity Network, which is now MotorTrend. And since 2014, the past 5 years or so, we've been on NBCSN, NBC Sports Network. So, we believe it or not, it's hard to believe for me that we are in our 12th season. And if you've never seen the show, check it out. We're going to be at the State Fairgrounds in Indianapolis in a couple of weeks. But we have, old muscle cars, collector cars, old Corvettes, hot rods, stuff that is in the 50s and 60s and 40s, and a few newer cars occasionally, and we have cars that go back over 100 years, and these cars come across the auction block, they're for sale, and, people buy them, sell them, and we just televise what's going on at the auction event, and it is an absolute blast to be involved with so many cool cars and the people that own them and the stories that go along with them, and, it's like, Dan, when you were growing up, and based on who you right now, maybe you have an eye on a car or a favorite car or whatever. But, this goes all the way back to, our parents and our grandparents and the cars they were driving and the legacy that they passed down to all of us and the love of automobiles that they've given us. So it's a lot of fun. And if you tune into NBCSN, I'm the host of the show. If you tune into NBCSN and look for Beacom Collector Car Auctions, that's Amazon Mary, M-E-C-U-M, we're in reruns all the time. And you never know when we're going to be on the air, so check us out. It's a lot of fun. You will be knocked out by some of the crazy cool cars that we have.
And I think you mentioned something there that... when you talk about someone who has collected a car and maybe is putting it up for auction, there is always that story. This car was so-and-so, or this car came from here, or this car. It is about those stories, because just like anything that is old in age, it has its quirks. I think my dad loved old cars. He had a perpetual quest for a 61 Ford Thunderbird, which was his... That was one of his first cars when he was young. And the closest he was ever able to find, we had a 65 Chevy Malibu, which was a convertible. And when that ended up being my first car. So,
really?
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It wasn't all it was cracked up to be, because the engine wasn't the original engine in the car and it had a bad transmission, but still the outside of the car looked really cool. It had been in a garage, and the owners had taken pretty good care of it, and they've driven it that much. Dad put some money into the a new top for it and some other things, he ended up with that. And then my grandmother had a 72 Cutlass, one of the big old Cutlass Supremes. Thing was orange with white racing stripes, and she had never owned a car before when my grandfather died, and that's what she went and bought off the showroom And that car was fast. I mean,
I bet it was.
You did not have to really push down the accelerator for it to go. It was a quick car. Scott Hope joining us here. He's the host of the Mecum Auto Auctions on NBCSN, NBC Sports Network, where another one of our graduates works. Kevin Lee is also on that channel with IndyCar coverage.
Exactly, yeah. And Kevin and I, bump into each other occasionally, but with his schedule and my schedule, you know, our kids actually used to play on the same baseball team and the same basketball team. So we see each other at sporting events on the far west side of Indy every once in a while. But our travel schedules are pretty crazy, and we're not usually in the same city at the same time.
So the Mecum auction does move around, too. It's not – it's based all over. Yeah.
Yeah, we go all over the country, literally every corner. I mean, we start – our biggest event is in January in Central Florida, in Kissimmee, Florida there, set over in Orlando. Like I said, we'll be in Indianapolis. We were in Houston in April. We'll be in Monterey, California in August, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Portland, Oregon a little bit later on, and Denver as well. And we do 14 in Las Vegas. We'll do 14 events this year in various parts of the country. So, yeah.
And when we talk about these cars, we're not talking about just like, grandpa's car that's been in the barn for 20 years that somebody just pulls out and puts in. I mean, these are high quality, beautiful cars. I've seen the show, and you have a lot of those beautiful, beautiful cars.
Yeah, I mean, we do, but we have a lot of cars that grandpa pulled out of the barn that people would just bring as is, and they have not been immaculately restored. They have not been loved on so much. They've been driven. And, you know, we had a 1969 Dodge Daytona that was a one-year only, and it was one of those cars that NASCAR used. It was a high-wing car, and a guy brought it to our Kissimmee event last year. This thing was rough. I mean, it was not run. You couldn't start it. It would not start. It had mold all over it. It had dust and dirt and grime and junk. It was in awful condition, but it was all original. It has not been restored. And somebody paid, believe it or not, they paid around $100,000 for that car because of the condition that it was in and despite the condition that it was in. It was really cool, and, you know, it would probably be too costly to restore it and, you know, make it into a museum piece. But the allure of it was the fact that it was in such rough condition. You never see them like that. So, yeah, we occasionally get those rough cars, those barn fine cars. But, as you said, a lot of them are really, really spectacular and just beautiful.
Going into this, did you have a lot of car knowledge going in, or is this something that you picked up as you went?
Well, a little bit of both. I love cars. I've always liked cars. Did I have the knowledge to the extent that I do now? No. That's part of the job description. You gotta prepare. You gotta study. You gotta learn more about what you're talking about than you ever thought that you could possibly learn. And, I mean, I remember even back to my days at Ben Davis doing the play-by-play for baseball and basketball and football and volleyball. Kevin Gregory and I did a volleyball match a couple times, and I think wrestling once. But you prepare so much and you have so much material, a lot of material that you prepare you don't even use, but you've got to have it. You've got to have that knowledge in the event that you do need to use it. And So, yeah, I've had to, like I said, I always enjoyed cars. I used to have a 72 Chevelle myself. And so it's been an absolute blast to, you know, to learn even more and immerse myself in it and be around the type of people that are in the car, the collector car world today. It's just been an absolute blast, and I'm so blessed that we're, you know, in our 12th year of doing this now.
That is pretty awesome. Scott Hoke joining us here on the program. Scott, I know you've had a busy day, so you probably want to wind down a little bit. And we appreciate you calling in and
my pleasure, man.
Chatting with us and catching up. And you know, anything we can do here for you, or anything you want to share with our students, you're always welcome.
Hey, I'd love that. I love coming back. And like you said, I haven't been there in a while. It's been a little while, and I love coming back and interacting with the kids. And, you know, I'm just a phone call away or an email away or whatever. So bring me up to date on how this marathon is going and the response and how's everything going in terms of what you guys are trying to accomplish.
Do you want to, Caden, do you want to give him an update? Caden's been the one who's, you know, helped plan it and kind of be the brains behind the operation here. I'm just,
okay.
You know.
I mean, we kind of had an idea in the beginning about doing a time travel thing, and it was going well. And then I think everybody got tired, and it kind of went off track, and now it's just me.
The time machine is off the rails.
Yeah.
Because what we've done in the past, I don't know. I think it was probably shortly after you graduated, they started doing either a 24 or 30-hour marathon with one person in the studio. And,
oh, wow.
And they did that for a few years. And then I think when Paul Mendenhall left and when I came in, we just kind of, you know, in the transition kind of stopped doing them. And
right.
And then about 2005, we actually have a third person here. A gentleman named Bill Manlove is with us. He's also an alum. But Bill was one of the original restarters of the marathon in 2005. So we started doing a number of years and a number of hours. So the 39th anniversary marathon was 39 hours. So then we went to 40 hours and 40 years and 41 years. And so we started adding up and we got to 51 and we said, you know, I still have probably 12 to 14 to 15 more years of teaching. So if you do the math, we were going to be here like 3 days. And, you know, I love my job and I love my students, but that's a long time. So we decided to back it back down. 40 seemed like a good number. Because, you know, you can start it with our schedule at 8 o'clock and then you can end the next day at midnight. And so it fits in perfectly. So we did 40 hours and we're going to do that from here on out. But this year we decided to put all the years, all 53 years that we've been on the air in a hat. And we drew the years out of a hat. And put them all on a sheet. So we've been going through the different years, not in order, and it's been different. I think it's like right now we're in 1972 is this hour of the marathon. So, you know, last hour we were in 1986. So we're just kind of jumping around through this, and that's been kind of the programming side. And we're raising some money and, you know, last week at this time, we only had like $380 in the bank. We're up to $1,125 right now. So we bumped that up, and that's been good. And actually, it may be $1,145 now. I need to go back and check.
Yeah.
So I think we're up to that. So that's been nice. We started out, for example, with no sponsors for the for the students, for meals and things, and we got that. So every breakfast, lunch, and dinner has been sponsored. The kids have called around and gotten that. You know, they're getting the experience of that. And then I don't know, Caden can probably speak to this. I always think that they learn more about radio during the marathon than they do all the rest of the year because of the way it runs. You know, it's kind of spontaneous. Like, we didn't know if you were going to be able to call us or not. And, you know, we have to work that in. So it's all about being spontaneous and reacting to what happens. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a fun marathon.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Good deal. Well, you know what? I just really talk about that. Well done, you guys, for, you know, restarting that whole deal. But here's an idea for, and I'll just throw this out. We're live. This is live, right? So, you know, we can talk off the top of our head. I'll throw this out for next year when you guys plan to do this. How cool would it be to get myself, Calabro, Gregory, Christy Lee, who am I missing? Kevin Lee, and some of the other cats. That Tim Kramer is another guy who's actually not on the air in a live capacity, but this guy is very heavily involved in the production world. And some of these guys, and get us in there for, you know, like an hour and spin some tunes. Host an hour or two. I would love to do that. Just be behind the mic and have some guests there or whatever. And, you know, I think that would be a blast. And I guarantee it. I will challenge. I'll do it. And I challenge Dave Calabro to do it with me or to, you know, back-to-back one of these days. So we'll do that next year. How about that? What do you think?
I'm game for it.
I'm fine with it.
Caden will still be here next year, so he would.
Okay.
You know, as a junior, he'll still be in the program. So.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, that sounds like that would be a lot of fun, and we know with social media and with the reach that you guys have on social media and things, that would be.
Yeah,
that would be and you know, we still get individuals that ask us about you guys, like, you know, what's Scott Hoke up to, or. What's right. Christy Lee? How's Christy Lee? Have you talked to Christy lately? And Christy was here earlier today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she stopped by. We've had Kevin Lee. Kevin called in. We had, let's see, who else am I? I think you mentioned Kevin Gregory was in last year. He couldn't do it this year.
Right.
So we've had several of the alumni that you mentioned. Just this we had Ron Miner, DJ Indiana Jones was in. Stop by, and yeah, I think there'd be interest in that.
You know, actually, it's funny. You mentioned Christy. She and I are actually going to be. I saw her at the boat show, February, and she and I are going to be. If you listen to Q95, they're already running some promos about it. But we are going to be hosting. There's a contest, I think, and she and I are going to be hosting a tour for the contest winners. Out at the Meekum event, so she's really into cars as well. And when I saw her at the boat show, that's all she wanted to talk about was cars. So that's going to be a lot of fun to hang out with her a little bit and talk cars and old times at Ben Davis, stuff like that. So
Christy
that'll be fine.
Christy is such an interesting person. You know, when you talk to her, and I know she sat down here with two of our students, with Caden was one of them.
Yeah.
She sat down here and she turned the interview around on them.
Yeah. She mostly asked us the questions.
Yeah.
So
she did what? I'm sorry.
She asked us the questions, really.
Oh yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
I didn't, cause I had some questions for her and she started talking and then she just answered them right there and then, and then asked us questions.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
But, good deal.
Yeah, we would love to have you, Scott, and by all means, we'll try to get that in the works.
Sounds good, man.
We have a whole year to
right.
plan it
that's
out.
Exactly
so.
Right.
Good all bad. Right. Anything else, Scott?
You know what? Not on this end. I would just throw out another shameless plug for the Beacon Auctions that. We're going to be at the State Fairgrounds starting on May 14th and going through the 19th. And, you know, we'll be on television. We'll have a lot of coverage on NBCSN. By the way, this is also as you guys are celebrating 53, this is 50 years ago. Remember who won the Indy 500?
Mario, right? Mario Andretti? Mario,
yeah.
We were just talking about this earlier today.
Okay, so you're cheating, John. That's not fair.
Well, I didn't know you were going to bring it up. Because we were talking about the livery on Marco Andretti's car, celebrating his grandfather's 50th win, and also his 25th anniversary of his last race, too.
Right, exactly. It's going to be fun, and we're going to be I'm going to be at an Andretti event at the Speedway coming up next Tuesday, I think. But it's going to be the race cars are at Indy, the Muscle and Collector cars at the State Fairgrounds, and we've had my friend Bobby Rahal has been by the auction, and John Andretti's been there. We've got a bunch of drivers, Pazinero's been there. Some of the other cats have been out to the auction, so those guys are really into the old cars and the muscle cars as well. So hopefully we'll get some cross-pollination going again this year.
That'd be great. Well, once again, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate you calling in and sharing some time with us here on the WBDG 53 Marathon.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Always a great opportunity. And, I can't tell you, I owe a lot to Ben Davis, obviously, in the radio program there for giving me a really good foundation in my career. So, always good memories, and anything I could do for you guys, don't hesitate to ask.
All right, Scott. Thanks again.
My pleasure, guys. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Scott Hoke joining us here on the WBDG 53 Marathon. All right.